an emotional day in the Canadian capital, Ottawa.
God keep our land glorious and free.
Members of Parliament sang the national anthem as they opened their session, the day after a gunman killed an honor guard at a national war memorial and then stormed the Parliament building. In a moment, we'll examine what yesterday's events may reveal about the way Canada approaches potential terrorist threats. NPR's Jackie Northam begins our coverage in Ottawa.
Parliament's return to business 24 hours after the deadly attacks here in Ottawa set the tone. Life must go on. Members of Parliament gave a hearty standing ovation for Kevin Vickers, the sergeant-at-arms who killed the attacker just a few feet shy of the lawmakers' caucus room. That was followed by a moment of silence for Corporal Nathan Cirillo, who was shot dead by 32-year-old Michael Zahaf-Bibo as he stood guard over the nearby National War Memorial. Prime Minister Stephen Harper made it clear the country would not bow to violence.
We will be vigilant, but we will not run scared. We will be prudent, but we will not panic. And as for the business of government, well, here we are in our seats, in our chamber, in the very heart of our democracy and our work.
Outside Parliament, many of the surrounding streets are still closed off, and police are everywhere. The hordes of reporters that have descended on Ottawa mill about, while cameramen film the picturesque House of Commons and the War Memorial. Richard Beard, a young engineering student at the University of Ottawa, said he'd come to the War Memorial to pay his respects.
I'm not here for anything else, but the soldier to I'm actually checking to see if I know that now you can bring flowers, so I think I'm going to come back with some. But I mean, that's the reason why I'm here.
Beard says the whole thing feels surreal, that it's hard to believe this could happen in Ottawa. This city has an open feel to it, especially around Parliament, where its broad lawns are regularly used for games of soccer or frisbee. There have been only 5 murders in Ottawa this year. But many people interviewed say they're not naive and know that Canada isn't immune from attacks, especially now since the government has signed on to a U.S.-led effort against the so-called Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Janaki Modi, owner of the nearby Parliament pub, says it's clear security is going to be more of an issue now.
And with us, you know, sending troops over and getting in the fight and speaking our minds, yeah, I mean, we're definitely on the target list, obviously.
Still, Modi says once the shock of the violence has passed, the community will only be stronger. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Ottawa.